kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
With me today is Matt Dwyer, and we are going to talk about one of his favorite fruits in the world, apples. Good day, Matt.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for your time.
No problem. Always happy to talk about apples.
So being an apple expert here in Australia, you can talk about any kind of variety, any kind of apple, in any way we can have it.
Well, that's what I aim to do. That's right.
So in the previous year when we had a lockdown, you did a study, and study shows that people were snacking more and more, isn't it?
That's correct. So Aussie Apples conducted the snack report, and we really wanted to uncover how Aussies were snacking when they were locked down during COVID-19. Now, we uncovered that most of us were snacking more, and what we were snacking on was the stuff that we should only be eating sometimes. So basically chocolates, chips and biscuits.
Especially when it happened during the height of winter, isn't it? Everyone wanted something that would make them feel warm and cozy.
Absolutely. I think the key things that came out were not only the time of year, but also boredom and a little bit of stress because of the unknown that was going on. People were reaching for more comfort foods instead of more fresh, natural snacks.
And as we ease ourselves back into the workplace, we find that our clothes don't fit as well as they did a year ago. So now we're going to try and lose that added weight and try and live healthier.
Well, that's what the research said. So most people came back and said that 2021 was going to be the year that they hit refresh. So they wanted to turn their snacking habits around, and they wanted to choose better options when they snacked between meals. And basically, apples provide a great solution in that sense. They're nature's super snack. They are natural, they're fresh, and they have some really good health properties. So they've got vitamin C, which is really good for immunity, which we're all looking for right now. They're rich in folate, which is linked to mindfulness and boosting your mood. So apples are a good mood food. And finally, they're low GI, which is absolutely perfect for a snack because they get you between your meal times.
It's funny because as parents, when we have kids, that's the first thing we put in their lunchbox, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's interesting that probably a lot of adults, you know, they grew up with apples and it was very commonplace as a snack. But as we get older, we probably do branch out and look for other things like muesli bars or chocolates or yogurts that might appear to be healthy, but they may not always be the best choice. So we're trying to remind people to look beyond those snacks and swap them out for an Aussie apple. And there are over 15 different varieties of apples. So there's really an apple for everyone.
So you are starting a snack swap challenge. Can you tell us more about this?
Yeah, absolutely. So the name of the game is to, for 7 days, look at the snacks that you normally eat and replace them with an Aussie apple. So the next time you go to your supermarket or your grocer, look across the range of apples, pick a few different varieties, and then throughout the day, over those 7 days, have an apple on hand to use as a snack. We've also partnered with Bo Ryan, who's a TV presenter and sports personality, and he's undertaken the snack swap challenge, and you can jump on to Instagram to follow his story.
Instead of grabbing that chocolate bar at around 2 o'clock in the afternoon, look inside your lunchbox and look for that red round thing or that green round thing and snack on it.
That's right, and you hit the nail on the head there. Most people said 2 to 4 p.m. was when they were looking for something. So we want you to put that on your desk, put it in your lunchbox, that apple that is, and reach for that when you would normally maybe go to the vending machine or pop down to the convenience store to get something that, you know, might not be as healthy as it could be. And apples really have a lot of antioxidants too. So they're really good for you. And they're actually high in water as well. So you get a sense of refreshment when you eat an apple too. So you get that double whammy of you feel full, but you also feel refreshed. So it gives you that mind and body boost that most people are looking for when they hit the wall during a busy work day, or they're at home looking after kids, or they're just out and about and running errands.
And we can always incorporate apple into our diet, like for breakfast with a smoothie, for lunch with a salad. So there's lots of ways that you can incorporate apple in your diet as well.
That's absolutely right. You can eat apple as it is, which is amazing in itself, but you can really use them in a range of ways. So just on snacking, you can slice your apple up. You know, it's great to pair with peanut butter or maybe some tahini. Some people like to put a bit of cinnamon on it. That's a good snack. But then to your point, you can use them in smoothies, in baking. Apples are great in baked goods. Or you can pair them with more savory dishes like salads and other things like that.
I've never tried this before, but it says here you can even incorporate apple in your fried rice.
I've never tried that either.
That's interesting.
Hey, so, but I'd give it a go.
So 87% of Aussies admit to hitting an afternoon slump, and when they do that, best way is to grab an apple.
Yeah, and hit refresh.
It's true when they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
That's right. That keeps it interesting too.
Thank you very much, Matt Dwyer, our Aussie apples expert.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.